Simon Tov Reish Pei Vav, which is the Dinei Tanis Esther. The Chanukah Purim Mutal Yisanos Lifnei Emul Achareim. There was something called Megillas Tainus, which the Mora talks about. Megillas Tainus was that there was, at one point in time, Chazal had a series of different Yamim Tovim throughout the year, which had halachas that there was an Isser of fasting on those days. That's what it refers to as Megillas Tainus, actually days that you could not fast, or say a Hesped. And then it points out that some of them, that not once the days of Megillah Sinus were usher, so the Moras Machloikas, if you're allowed to fast the day before, they should not be going into this Yom Tov that Chazal had in the state of being Ma'unah, and of being fasting. But over here we're saying that in Chanukah and Purim, you're permitted. So the Moras says the Batal Megillah Sinus, that Chazal removed the halachas of Megillah Sinus, except for Chanukah and Purim themselves is still usher. You cannot fast on Chanukah or Purim. But regards to the din of Erev Chanukah, which would be part of the halachas of Megillah Sinus, that point is not, or Erev Purim, it's mutter. So the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Aleph, mutter lahanus hisanus lifneim ol achareim, v'chein behesped, sure, it's also permitted to say a hesped on Erev Purim or Erev Chanukah. He disagrees and says that that's not true. That Erev Chanukah is Aser B'tainus, even though Erev Purim is permitted. So even though Megillah Tainus was bottle, but the more says that Gabi Chanukah and Purim, Megillah Tainus wasn't bottle, even in regards to Lachah beforehand. So why on Purim? Were you allowed to fast beforehand? Because that was part of the process of the Nes. So therefore, that's an exception. Some people have a minig, people who fast every Erev Rosh Chodesh, Yom Kippur Katan, so that falls out during Chanukah, so you can't fast on Erev Rosh Chodesh, so they instead fast Erev Chanukah. So if that's their minig, they should maintain the minig. In other words, even though the Bach held was usher, but since that was their minig, and Shulchan Aruch holds it mutter, so they shouldn't change the minig. Aval Chachilu lo yinu came, but the Chachilu to go do that, since it's a machloek, is whether it's permitted, they shouldn't do that. For sure, to establish a Tana Sibur on Erev Chanukah is improper. The day afterwards, after Yachin Mutal Yisanasboy, Tana Sibur also Ligzaboy. And the day after Chanukah, because Machaber says Mutal Yisanasboy, because there were days in Megillas Tainus which Chazal asserted fasting afterwards also. So we're saying that's no longer true, and you're allowed to fast afterwards. But that's only Tainus Yochid. So a person individually, but to go to convey that the whole Sibur should fast, that's not right. That after, immediately after Chanukah, you should go into fasting. Beis, Misanim, Yud Gimel Ba'adar. So we fast on the 13th of Adar. Yimchal Purim, Echad B'Shabbos, Purim is Motzi Shabbos. So Makdim and Lizanos B'Yem B'Chamishis. So we don't fast on Shabbos. We don't fast on Erev Shabbos. You fast on the day before that. Okay, this Tanis is not the same level of Chiyuv as the Dalat Hanesim of Tisha B'Av Shivas B'Tamuz, Tzem Gedalia, and Aser B'Tavis. It's a lower level. There can be some leniency. It's Kigoyin Uboros, Omanikus, or Lechelashim B'Zakara, woman who's expecting, or a woman who is nursing, or a person who's called Shema Sakana. So even though we said Mikra Din, we discussed back before in some Kuf Nun. Where is it, Mantes? Yud Mem Tes, that there are four Tanesim besides Yom Kippur. Tisha B'Av, Yud Zayin Matamas, Gimel Tishrei, and Sarva Tevis. And then he says in Siman Tav Kuf Nun that everybody's chayiv to misana these tzemes. You can't be parted together. You can't choose not to. But a woman is ubaros a manikah she misaros harbe ein lizanos. Then he said, "Filo enam misaros enoch yabem lizanos." Back in Tav Kuf Nun Sif Alef al shenogu lahachmer. So the Ramah says that that worse manikas do not have a chiyuv to fast, but if they're not mitzaros, they have to fast. And he says mikra, then even that they're not mechuyev to do, but the manikas be machmer. So now he's telling me over here, it's not a chiyuv that you can be mekel and that from worse manikas even without being without mitzvahs harbi, really do not have to fast. Phil Rakhoev, and I'm a person back in Siman Tov Reish Peivov. Phil Rakhoev, and I'm a person who has pain in his eyes. She mitzvahs harbi, lo yisano. If they are in a lot of pain, right? So the again, the muboros manikas even without being mitzvahs harbi or mutter. The koyev enayim is mutter if he's mitzvah harbe, not the fast. And he will pay back the tainus a different day. Avashar b'riyim lo yifrishu min atzibur. The tzibur fasts, and a person who's healthy shouldn't separate himself out from the tzibur and choose not to fast.
What?
Eye pain. We call Purim by Yom Rishon. Shemitzana by Yom Chamisha Shalafana. In the case we're fasting on, we're to Nitka back to Thursday from Erev Purim. Chalva Bismila, Mutter Lechol Alamila, Lechol Yom Shishi Yisana Lechol. So that there's, we allow the people came for the meal, allowed to eat. But they have to fast Erev Shabbos. Okay. Beis, cotton beis. Misana be yugimel ba'odr. Ki be mordechai ve'ester, nikol b'yom yugimel ba'odr lilochim molam al nafsham. Chayso gathered to fight for their lives. Ve'yitzichim l'vachish rachamim, v'sachanunim sh'yazim ha'shem l'hinokim ha'yivim. They had a daven to Kadosh Baruch Hu for help. So we have no explicit pasuk which says they fasted that day, but the more it infers it that that's what logic would say, that they fasted on that day. So therefore, if that's true, then now became a minig, the Rama presents it, it became a minig to fast as a zecher for that fasting which they did at the time of the Mechama then. Minikra Tanis Esther, Kadesh Lizko Shashem Yisborak Roya V'Shamea Kol Ish Beitza V'Soy Kasher Yisana V'Yashab Al Hashem V'Kol Abobo K'moshe Oso B'Yamim Mehim. And this is a reminder how Kadosh Baruch Hu listened to our tefillah. Now, the tainus which is mentioned in the Megillah was not an Erev, was not on Yud Gimel Adar. The tainus mentioned in the Torah was on Yud Gimel Yud Dalet and Tes Vav of Nissan. So they fasted actually the first day of Pesach also. So that's the tainus mentioned over there. It was a 3-day tainus, and that was. No, it was Yudalad, Tesvav, and Tezayin. They fasted. No, it was Yudalad, Tesvav. Yeah. So they fasted. That's Pshat the Pasuk. It says Vayavar Mordechai Chazal Darshan that he overrode the halacha of not fasting on Yom Tov, and he allowed Klai Yisrael to fast on the first day of Pesach. So that we're not doing the zecher that tainus which was then, and that's a misunderstanding. We're doing it the zecher the tainus when Kleisel went to war 11 months later on the 13th of Adar. The case that falls out on Shabbos, moving back to Thursday. It's not proper for Kabbalah Shabbos to enter the Shabbos from a Tainus. Why is that? So Tainus is a day that we have a lot of extra tefillah. We don't want to do that Erev Shabbos. So that will impair people's ability to have time to prepare for Shabbos. You know, they didn't prepare it beforehand. They didn't have refrigerators. So everything was done in Erev Shabbos. And if you're busy in Erev Shabbos adding all these extra tefillahs, that will impair your preparations for Shabbos. However, Misha Shoyim Bederach, he ate on the Yom Chamishi before Purim, which Tanit Esther had been pushed back to. That's Yud Aleph Adar. He ate on the 11th of Adar, which he should not have done. He arrives home and he realized people had fasted that day. So you send him a walk of Erev Shabbos. So in that situation, he will fast in Erev Shabbos. It's not totally prohibited. It's just not appropriate to set it up for Erev Shabbos. So in a case where he didn't fast beforehand, he'll fast Erev Shabbos. He wouldn't give his regular shear because people were busy getting ready for Purim. Except when Purim fell out on Motzei Shabbos, so then Tanis Esther was Thursday. They still have more time on Friday to prepare, so he wouldn't forego his regular shear in that situation. Because of Rabba, nearly. The calls of Mari led up to Yeshiva. The Limud Kakua Bebeisa Medrash and a Machalza. It's about a person going out from the house and going out to where the Yeshiva was. So that's already, you're leaving, you're not going to be available to do what you have to do. But the local Beis Medrash, people are learning their regular Seder there, that's not going to be, that not, should not be abolished in this situation. Dame is that called Karbitl Tzarche Siva. The time which is spent over there would not undermine a person's ability to prepare for Purim. The case of Purim is Motzei Shabbos, so then by Mincha on Shabbos, you don't say Tzikoska. We don't say Tachnum on the afternoon of Tanis Esther in a weekday. So you don't say the Sitkoska, which is the form of Sidukadin, on the afternoon of Erev Purim. Okay, so the Ramah said, people which are Kovei, which have pain, Mitzdarim, Zekoyal Kovei, the Kovei are only permitted to eat if they have pain. Mitzdar Harbe, they're very uncomfortable. Boris, the woman who's expecting, so the difference between Tanis Esther and other Tanis, a woman's Mubaris who feels comfortable should fast. It's only if she feels, I mean, she's Mistara Harbe, is she allowed to break her Tanis. Or better, that's the minig to allow her to break the Tanis. Because the Ramos, you don't really need Mistara Harbe, make your Adim, but the minig is to be Mach. But that's by the Dalat Hanesim. But by Tanis Esther, which is more lenient, so Muberis doesn't have to fast even if she's not Mitzdar Harbe. Can't go to Yeshua Yaakov. Let's say Yeshua Yaakov understands it. And then the Chora, we understand the contrast between this Ramah and the previous Ramah. However, the Yerabba Machra Bezep, the Yerabba, he learns that the word mitzdayer it's going back, it's not just modifying Kaveh Naim, it's also modifying Mubaris and Manikas, that they're only permitted if they're Mitzdarim. But even he was more machmer. When it comes to the case of Yoledis, the first 30 days, he's not machmer.
Tough kuf mem. The Rama saying Ubarus Shemistaris Harbe in Lysanos,
right?
But they're no Gulachmer.
No, he's saying that the Ramah back before is telling this. He's saying that Mikra Adin, he presents it in two steps. He says a Mubaris Umanekus, which Mistara Harbe, shouldn't fast. And the truth is, he says, if you enemies Mitzaris, enemies Chavos Mitzaris. Even if they're not Mitzaris Harbe, they're not Mechuyev to fast. But on that, the meaning is to be Machbe. But if they're Mitzaris Harbe, then they don't have to fast. Here, what the Shuas Yaakov is saying, if you're telling me that this is not a Chiyuv, it's only a minig, the house is different than what over here, which are sechiv. So it has to be a step down. So it's a step down. What we're saying is by the other tenesim, even mikra didn't even the nana mitzarvas mutter, but they're nogel lahachmer. Over here, we're not nogel lahachmer. Even without mitzarvah harbe, we're going to allow them to break the fast. So that's a thought process of the Yeshua's Yaakov. El Yerabim is machmer. And that over all seen him in Star Harbor, there's not really any difference between Tanis Esther and other Tanisim Cornel Yarabu. Okay. Then he said if the Mitzarim Harbe, they shouldn't. But the Kaveh Enayim, which is not Batsim Mechali, if that requires Mitzar Harbe, that's how the Yeshua Yaakov understands the Ramah. He says they should break their fast and then pay it back late at a different time. Okay, now, B'yifra Chagav, this halacha, they have to pay it back later on. Who's it going back on? So, Yeshua's Yaakov now, Mistar Balakoy didn't say Rakal Kaveh Enayim. This halacha, the Mechuyev to pay it back and fast at different dates to replace that this day that they did not fast when they should have fasted. It's going back only on the case of Kaveh Enayim, which there the heter is due to Mitzara Harbe, and that allows him to override. He's Batsa Mechuyev. Because he's Mitzarah Harbe, he's allowed to break his fast. But since he was Batsim Mechuyev, he needs to pay back the finance, which he didn't do. But if you're telling me that the Mubaris and Nikos, even though I'm Mitzarah Harbe, I don't have to fast, means to tell me that I'm Mechuyev of the finance Mechal. So why do they have to be Pareya Achakach? Mitzarah Mechuyev didn't say Rakal Kaveh Enayim. Shabatsim Yeshalov Chiyev. Shalov Rishmanatsim Riyazah Chiyev, the Jordan Klai, the Minig Yisrael, to fast. Right now he has pain in his eyes, there he's permitted. So therefore, once that has passed, he should go pay back for that which he had been mechuyev to do, which he couldn't do because of his situation. But if a woman who's bad and potter is bad and potter, so there's no dinner paying it back. That's how the Yeshua's Yaakov will learn. However, the Bach seems to indicate not like that. The Mubaris and Manikos also have a dinner paying back at some point in time. From the presentation of the Shabur, it sounds like then that he's accepting that he's not arguing on the Bach. Everybody else is Bori, we said Sivkat and Vav should not be Pershman at Tzibur. Even though he's traveling and it's difficult to fast, He shouldn't be permanent unless he gets a permit. He's ill because of it. So then, but Kolzman, he's not ill. He's not sick. He's not a chayla, so he shouldn't break his fast, even though it's uncomfortable. Case where it falls out on Thursday, so and there's a bris milah that day, so we allow the people who came to the bris to eat in honor of the mitzvah, and they'll fast Erev Shabbos. So who's included in this group of being allowed to eat? So we find by during the 9 days, which we don't normally eat meat or drink wine, there are limitations of who is allowed to be part of the bris milah suda and eat flesh. So do we say the same way over there? There's a limitation of who's included in the group who can eat flesh during the 9 days. So over also, who's included in the group can eat on the tainus is only that same limited circle of people. He says, no. Filo kol anoshim makrim l'suda. Kol anoshim makrim l'suda. Filo yosim yosim yosim. It's more than 10 people. Whoever's been invited, who's been called to attend the meal, can break their fast. Filo b'shachris mutarim lechol. They're allowed to eat. Then they don't have to wait until like chatzos or whatever it is. Right away in the first thing in the morning, they're allowed to eat already. Okay, and kulam shrichem misanos amara, but they have to pay back the next day because the command, like the Ramah ends off, that they're gonna fast the next day. So in other words, so this idea of fasting the next day means the reason why this is permitted because you have another option to fulfill the mitzvah. A fasting Erev Shabbos. Really, we should have given Erev Shabbos. We don't do it because it's going to be in mind and covered Shabbos. So it's not a problem itself, the tainus itself, it's a problem of covered Shabbos. So in honor of the covered of the bris milah, which allowing them to eat for the meal, will override that. And then he should fast the next day, even though that might potentially affect covered Shabbos. Now, V'ayim b'tazay rabba shechokam al ha-gazu v'daitan l'kviyus of the tainisa hudafka liyam ha-chamishi. They can't say, well, we'll fast tomorrow on Yom Shishi. Is if, like, you know, there's two options, and we'll, you know, normally we pick option A, but since option A is not available because there's a bris milah, we'll do option B. No, because our kaveh of the tannis is on this day. Because our kaveh of this is the day of the tannis, milah doesn't override that. We also a suda b'layla. So the proper thing to do is the suda. Anytime you have a bris milah on a tainus, what do? You do the bris milah earlier in the day, and later on at night after the tainus is over, you have a suda in honor of the bris. Okay, now okay, even according to the Taz and Liyarabu, that's only referring to the invited guests. The invited guests cannot eat on Yom Chamishi. However, when the people which are the integral members of the bris, the father, the mother, the child is obviously not the geya, and the sandik, and possibly the moyo, they are the bali of bris. So they, for them, this is it's a yomtiv. So mutarim lechol b'yom chamishi achar amila. Once the meal has been done, they're allowed to eat. So I remember once. What the scenario was? I actually heard it twice. I heard it once from Rabbi Yaakov Zatzal, once from Shimon Chaim. So Rabbi Yaakov came to tell his granddaughter had a baby. So it was a great granddaughter, and they actually named it after Rabbi Yaakov's father. His name was Binyamin, and Rabbi Yaakov was the Sandik. So he came for the bris, and then later on in the day, they made a minyan for mincha in the Baal Bris's house, and they invited some of the older bacher. And I was an older bacher, and they invited me to come for them. They asked, you know, some guys to come for mincha. So after mincha, he turns to the father of the child, and he says that, he said in Yiddish, he says that for us too, it's a yomtiv, and we won't say tachanun, but the rest of the tzibur will. So even though bris milah relieves the tzibur from saying tachanun, that's only before the bris in the morning. once the bris has been done, and sort of like it's, the celebration has been finished, so that it's no longer considered a time of simcha, that would relieve the tzibur from tachanun. But the person who is the baal bris himself, this is a day of celebration for him. That applies to the tzaddik and to the via ben. So they don't say tachanun. So similarly over here, they're not going to fast on this day. And tzichel mitzvah is a mark, and they don't have to pay off the next day either. Kanabasim and tachanun test of testing and tisha b'av. In case where it's a nitche, so the bris milah overrides. So in case where Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, then it's pushed off till Sunday, like this year. I hope they shouldn't be in the Geya. So we're there in that situation. If there's a bris, so the Bali bris are allowed to break their fast. It's a Tisha B'Av nitche, the Bali bris are allowed to break their fast. Argue on the Ramah, and allow the Ramah allows everybody there to eat. The Taz and the Rabbah limited. So he's saying if a person wants to be Mekel, be Samech on the Ramah, and to eat, Loi Hipsit. He hasn't lost, he's not doing something which is considered improper. Okay. Gimel. Yesh misanim shlesh yamin. Zeicher letadis enster.
Some people
fast 3 days as a zeicher for the tannis of Esther, which was 3 days in a row. And we don't fast 3 days in a row. That's considered dangerous. So what they mean to say, Mishnah Berurah says, in ches, shlesh yamin, pirish sheni, chamisha b'sheni. They would fast about 3 days over a period of a week and a half in a row. I mean not consecutive, but over that period of time. And so they fasted 3 days, corresponding to the 3 days Klai still fasted. That's the minute. Okay. Zot the Mishnah Berurah. If you have a court case with an akum, the mass of the Klai Yisrael is considered on the up during other, and it's a good time to have if you go to court with a non-Jew, the mass of Klai Yisrael is up, it'll have a better chance of winning. It's a totally new topic over here. If there was a localized nes, something special happened for the, in this city, so they are able to institute that as long as this city is around, so the Bnei Yair can make it to Kana on themselves and the people which come the later generations to celebrate that day as a Yom Tov, and they call it a Purim. It was referred to by Chazal as, and there's in the history we have Purim Saragossa and Purim Vienna, I think it's called. There was different cities which celebrated their day of deliverance. They had a day of deliverance. Fine. So that they're allowed to do. That's a Kiddush, that they're able to generate some type of a Yom Tov as it is. And that suit will be considered a Sudas Mitzvah and it's a day of celebration which, each year. Mishanas Alonais Ba'odr Menodr Lasus Purim. So now we have an interesting question. So this person, an individual person, made a neder that he's going to celebrate it in Odr, the day of the Nais. And now this year is a Shana Muberis. Shevosh Nasa Iber. So now he's in the year, the year that we're in right now is not a Shana Muberis. Next year will be a Shana Muberis. But he's figuring out when he should celebrate that in the Shana Muberis. So which month is the proper month? So our lesson is Purim Ba'adar Sheni. Yimlo Shana Sa Lo Anais, B'Shana Sa Iber Ba'adar Rishon. If the Anais happened in a year where there was two Ador, and it happened in the first Ador, so he celebrates in the first Ador. But in the case where it happened in Adar Stam, so he's passing over here, the Adar Stam would be fulfilled in the second Adar. That's a Kiddush. Later on, the most additional points out that later on he passes the exact opposite. Tafrei Sadi Zion. So the cut and base. It says, "Nishayir lo neis ba'odav kibal alatzul lasas tamed yom mishter v'simcha im erev b'shan pshuta oisa barisha." So here he says very clearly that it happened in Ador in a Shana Pshuta in Sukkot and Beis.
Page 326.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see. It's on the left. He says, so if it came out in Shana Pshuta, so now this year was a Shana Muberis, he should do it in Ador Rishon. If it came out, if it happened in a year which is a Muberis, and it happened in this in Adar Sheni, then you do it in Adar Sheni. Otherwise, you always do it in Adar Rishon. So he said that the Iker Adar is Adar Rishon. So it seems to be a stira in the two Mishaburas. In general, many. The Mashmos of the Gemara is, it seems to be Mashmos of the Gemara that utter Rishon really is utter. Utter Sheni is an extra month. So why in the world do we celebrate Purim and utter Sheni? We should celebrate Purim and utter Rishon, because if utter Rishon is the real utter, we should celebrate it in the real utter. So that the Gemara says, the reason why we don't do that is because we want to be same with the two geulas together, the two nisim together. It should be closer to Pesach, which is also a nisim Christ who was delivered from in a miraculous way from an enemy. So we put the two nisim next to each other. So since the Morrison, that's the reason, that itself is the raya that we're not for that reason, you do an adoration. It means stam adar is adoration. It's a focus on the Gemara in the first parak of Megillah. That seems to be how we would come out. Russians come out. That's the eager reason why we do it. There is the reason why we do it in other shenis, because the amount of same gula lagula. So, so the example which where this comes up, a more common example is somebody who's born in other and he turns bar mitzvah his bar mitzvah year. He's turning bar mitzvah. That
he's born in Adar Rishon.
It comes out in the Shana Muberis. So when is his bar mitzvah? Is it Adar Rishon or Adar Sheni? So what we're saying right now, it would be Adar Rishon. Or it's also relevant. A person has the yard site. So there are other applications of this. Right. So one second. We spoke about it. We spoke about it before. And so Tav Kuf Samaches Siv Zayin. See, he deals with the case of the person who's fasting on the day of the Yahrzeit site. So when should he fast? So Kasher Yom Shemes Ovi Vayimai Ba'Adar. It happened in Adar, and now it's coming the year that then happened at Shana Pshuta. And now Vashana Rez, this year now, it's this year is Hashana Muberis. So the Shulchan Aruch says he's on the other Sheni. So the Shulchan Aruch passes, he should fast in the second Ador. Hagav Yeshar and the son of Rishon, the Ramah brings from the, that some say no, you should fast in the other Rishon. Imloy Shemes Peshnasa Iber Ba'or Sheni. The only exception will be if the Patira was in a year where the, which was Shana Muberes, and Patira was in other Sheni, then you fast another Sheni. But otherwise, you fast another other Rishon. Those like on the Sana B'Sheni. Bechena Minig the Sana B'Rishon. The Minig of by the Ashkenazim is to mean Sana B'Rishon. So the Ramah is passing that the Iker other is other Rishon. Now, yes, there is a sheet that was told you, my son, of both. That they celebrate both days as the Yortzeit.
Mace happened in other Rishon.
If it happened in other Rishon, no. So then he would fast in Rishon. If it happened in Sheni, he would fast in Sheni. If it happened in the Shana Pshuta, and now this year is the Shana Muberes, what do you do? That's the Shaila. The Ramah and says something about a minute to fast on both, but it seems the Iker Pesach says the minute is the fast for Rishon. So he's understanding that the Iker Alter is on Rishon according to the Ramah. So it's interesting. The Mishnah Berurah here should say focus on other Sheni. Okay, what time is it? Okay, you know maybe the maybe it was. We'll start Tosfot Pesach. That's I'll do one sip and then we'll stop. Okay. Siman Tosfot Pesach. Chiyuv Kriyas Megillah. Chayav Adam Likras Megillah Balayla. Will actually Shana Sibiyam. A person has to read Megillah twice, by night and by day. Vishalayla Zmana Kol Alaylo. The proper time for Layla is any time during the night. Vishalayim Zmana Kol Yom. The day one can read any time during the day. Ani Tzacham and Sefer Yom. You should wait till sunrise, after sunrise, before you read the Megillah.
Okay, excellent.
Is yotza. However, if you read it after Elos HaShachar, so really it is daytime. Just we don't want you to do that, the Morris says, because we're afraid that a person might make a mistake and figure you can read it early, end up reading it too early, and it really was light, nighttime, then he's not yotza. So we said, so sunrise is something which is obvious to old people. It's very clear the sun is up, so that's clear, nobody will make a mistake with that. Exactly when Elos HaShachar is more confusing, and therefore we said we're not going to allow you to read from Elos HaShachar L'chatchila, but you have it Yibiyotze. Aleph, Likras and Megillah B'Layla. Now, when we say B'Layla, it has to be Vare Layla, so when is that? Mishah Seisachachachachachach, it has to be after Seisachachachachachach, and then we're confident that's ready Layla. Ba'an L'Kamom, Mishim Tofrei Sadibay, Siptal, Mishabur, Bir Alocha, Mashak Sav, Nushom. He sends you ahead to Tofrei Sadibes Sif Dalet, that in a case where there's difficulty, we can lay in the Megillah early from Plaga Mincha. And that's an exceptional case, but in general we have to wait till Seis Chachamim. Okay, fine.
Which Seis? Whatever you hold Seis is?
Whatever you hold Seis is. It's not more common than Shabbos or Mikvah, whatever. Well, actually, it's just a
Yom.
What?
Even though it's Terabonin.
Even though it's Terabonin, right. But it's a Medivri Sofrim, so we're Machmaran.
Medivri Sofrim is higher than Rabbanan?
Medivri Sofrim is a higher level than Stam Terabonin, so. It was the kind of. You know, it's based. Sorry, not Medivri, it's Medivri Kabbalah. It's based on Psukkim and Nach. So that's more chomer. Last time Shasha B'Yom is Echlanes Shoyitzoykim B'Mei Tzorosam Yom B'Layla. So we read it twice. Why do we read it twice? Because the difficulty was something which we saw each day and each night as being an independent time of need. It's interesting the way it's presented over here, which it's a quote from a Gemara. And Daftalad, Mechilot and Daftalad. If you read the Gemara over there, it seems to be Betzim the other way around. That the original Takana, based on the Psukim in the Megillah, is that the Iker Takana was read by day. And later on, they added a tikkun to read it by nighttime also. So we're, you know, from our vantage point, where he already read it once, but the Iker Tikkun was read it by day. And the question that we're dealing with is, well, now that you read it by Laila, do you say that fulfills your obligation by day? The answer is no. Kol Laila. So you kept all night time to read it. Adam or Ashak until a lois. Once it's a shakar, it's daytime, so the mitzvah is ended. Whether he was an Einus or not doesn't make a difference. It's gone, it's gone. Now, the point was he's stressing this also. There's an interesting halacha by Kriya Shema of Laila, that if a person in a situation of honesty couldn't read Kriya Shema beforehand, and it's ready to say Shachar, he can still read Kriya Shema. Mora says, why is that? Because even though it's Yom, there are still people which are sleeping at that point in time. So it's a fulfillment of the Pasuk's language wasn't day and night, it was Rishach Pachov Kumelcho, when you're lying and when you're awake. So since people are still sleeping after Lisa Shachar, even though it's day, you can be Yetzir Kriya Shema then. Because I only allow that in a situation of awareness, because obviously that's a very dangerous thing to allow a person to wait till then to read Kriya Shema, he'll end up going too late, and then he's for sure going to have a problem. So that's why Kriya Shema, because Kriya Shema is not totally in day and night, it's totally in Zman Shkiva and Zman Kima, when the person's sleeping and when the person's awake, getting up, etc.
So it's only Shiyakir or Nates?
Till Nates. But by Megillah, however, it's a different day and night. So once it's Olish Shachar, it's day already. So even in earnest, doesn't make a difference. That's his point. Mm-hmm. So we want you to wait by daytime after Nitzachama. Fishena Kol Dalad, Fishena Kol Bakiyah Memura Shachar. Not everybody is able to estimate properly when a Memura Shachar is. Even the Osilik Dumi, we're afraid a person will end up reading too early. Because of that concern, the Chazal said, "Tzarich lahamtin lechatchila, lechila hamtin adnitz." They are baruch lakol. We want that day, that point in time when it's, the sun has risen. That's clear to everybody that that's daytime. When that is, so that's, you know, that's a good criteria which you normally make a mistake with. So you can read it the whole day till the end of the day. So when is that? Hainu shkiyas hakama. That's by sunset. If a person, whatever reason, is not able to read the Megillah earlier, and now it's already Ben Hashmashas. So we argue like this. I'm not sad that it's still day, Ben Hashmashas, it hasn't been in daytime. So you might as well read it, because if you read it, Al Kaponim, you'll fulfill the mitzvah. If it's Laila, it's too late, but it's a Sufik. So it's Misafik, why not do the mitzvah and possibly even Mekayim it? But since it's a suffix, so you can't make a bracha. So you read it without a bracha. Now, if he did read it from Lusa Shachar, after Lusa Shachar, so it's Yotze. V'imhoi Oynes Ksas, Yachali Kroes, L'chad Chila, Mishal Emur Shachar. This halacha of Oynes, even though Chazal says we don't want to rely on Lusa Shachar because people might make a mistake, in the case where a person has a need, it'd be difficult for him to read it later on. So he says Oynes Ksas, so he can read the Chachila from a Mura Shachar, a similar halacha we have by Shmon Esrei. So you know, you're supposed to wait till after sunrise to daven Shmon Esrei. But a person's a Yetzel L'Derek, or he has a Dinam Anoinus, he's allowed the Chachila to lane, excuse me, to daven Shmon Esrei before Netzachama. So similar over here, a person will be allowed to read the Megillah from after Amud HaShachar. Okay, let's hold it here. Very good. Have a good night. Okay. So we'll be in touch about tomorrow night where we're learning. Okay. Fine. Now I'm going to turn this off. I'm going to unpair it from my phone. So you shouldn't have all these strange scenarios where the phone rings and it ends up going straight to the light. Bluetooth is why am I where to go? Huh? And the person's waiting for me and I'm not there. So that's all this beautiful picture.
Yeah. Wonderful. says the Chol Parts Gadner Yishchenu Nafash, right? So I was thinking, why does it say that? Why doesn't it just say, like, you know, you should get punished? So maybe will tell me if this makes sense. I believe there's another Chazal that says that it's not the Nachash that kills, it's the Aver that kills. So Chazal said a snake should bite him because we don't know whether the guy really had an Aver or not by not fasting. So we send the snake and he gets bitten. And if he dies, so then it was an avira. If he doesn't, then he was right in his he had a good reason not to fast. And it's potter.
Okay.
No.
Interesting. Is Yom Shah?
Yeah. Why else would it say he should say what? I mean, say what should happen?
Well. It could be what you're saying is correct. I would just say that the idea behind Yishchen and Nachash was that there was Pirtza. Is that Mrs. Samir? Mrs. Samir? Rav?
What?
Do you want a copy of Humanist now and talk about that? You want to do it a different time?
What?
Mrs. Samir? Yeah.
Oh, to talk about that?
The program.
Program.
Rabbi Hess is.
That's great. Something about ninth grade. Well, oh, hi, Gabe.
Hi.
Hi. Probably not, but I left the kids.
Fine, because I have something at 9 o'clock also. Okay.
Thank you.
So I'll give you a call tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay, or if you want, then call me. Oh, I finished by 9:30. You want to call me at 9:30, whatever you want.
9:30 is a possibility. Okay,
fine.
It's my dinner.